Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode one of the Impact Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Santello, owner of Impact Hockey Consulting. Impact Hockey is a full-service advising company that helps players and families reach their hockey goals and navigate through the hockey landscape. First off, just want to take this opportunity to express my excitement for this podcast and this opportunity. It's been in the works for a little bit now. Had some feedback from friends and family. Talked to current players that I'm working with, current parents and other families that I'm working with as well, and got good feedback and think it could be a good opportunity and a good platform to spread information, spread awareness, because in today's world, there's so much information out there. You can never know too much. So that's really what the point of this podcast is going to be all about. With this first episode, I want to really take the time to tell you a little bit more about what Impact Hockey Consulting is, how it started, and then also tell you a little bit more about what the podcast will entail. So I could first start out and kind of walk you through a little bit on how Impact Hockey started. I started Impact Hockey back in December of 2021. At that time, I was currently coaching in the Eastern Hockey League, the EHL, for the East Coast Wizards, who skate out of Bedford, Mass. Obviously, when you're coaching, you're going to be dealing with a lot of players. You're going to be dealing with, you know, there are different situations from a financial standpoint, from an at-home standpoint. So you get to learn more about player needs. And I was always interested to gather more information to how players were communicating with coaches, whether it was colleges, other junior teams, etc. And with my role as an assistant coach with our EHL team, myself and head coach Corey Felitti, we would work hand in hand when it came to contacting schools for these players, and definitely, you know, helping open up that line of communication, because, you know, I know it could be a daunting task for players to open up a line of communication with a college coach. The consensus that would come back from players that were in our locker room was a lot of them did have advisors, agents, whatever you want to call them. And the majority of them had bad experiences with the current people that they were working with. So in my mind, I was already doing, you know, half of the work. You know, helping guys with writing emails to schools, helping them understand what coaches and scouts and college personnel are looking for. So I thought about it, and I knew that there would be a need for it. And on the side, I was also running skill sessions and doing private one-on-one lessons. That also opened up a door for me to communicate with more people in the industry, more players, and again, try to understand their needs and their goals. So right away, I knew that there was going to be a calling for it, and seemed like people would value my opinion when I would give them information. Then I started to think about my hockey career, some things that I went through when I was playing junior and then playing in college. I never had an advisor or a mentor to kind of walk me through the different levels of junior hockey, the different levels of college. Obviously, you know, there's Division I, Division II, and Division III. But besides that, that's really the only information that you're given, especially if you don't have somebody that's in the industry that knows what they're doing. My parents never played the game of hockey, so the amount of information that they were able to pass down to me was limited. So in reality, I probably needed somebody to mentor me and to advise me to make better decisions. But obviously you live and you learn and you go through those different situations and you come out a better person. But definitely when I started this, I thought about what I went through and how I would be able to provide value to players now and families now. I think just from talking to players that I coached and parents that I was dealing with, it seemed like there was a need for somebody in the industry who was honest, somebody who was in it for the right reasons. I'm sure if you went and asked any of my family members or any of my buddies, they would probably say I'm the biggest hockey fan. Hockey is a huge part of my life. I owe everything that I have to the game of hockey, friendships, jobs, connections, all of that I owe to the game of hockey. So I wanted to give back. And I had begun that with coaching, giving back to kids and helping them develop their skills on and off the ice. But I always had wanted to get more into the business side of hockey. I've always had an interest for management, interest in scouting and player development. But I've always wanted to do my own thing and own my own company. So that's kind of how Impact Hockey started. You know, after doing market research and talking to players, talking to families, I thought it was a good time to start it. I knew it was going to be a process, and it has been. And I have a great group of players and families that I'm currently working with. And they've really allowed me to be myself. I think that they appreciate the approach that I do have. Very, very personalized approach that wants to focus on individual direction. I think when you get advisors nowadays, sometimes they tend to think about, how can I grow my company? Well, one of those ways is get your kids signed in the USHL and the NHL and, you know, the BCHL. And some of them, they might promise of a bill of goods that won't necessarily come true. For me, when you're dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, I think it's vital to have in your mind what's best for the player and the family, and not necessarily thinking what league is best to help grow my business. So for me, the biggest approach I take is honesty and someone who has the best interest of the player in mind, as well as setting realistic expectations. I think people appreciate that, and sometimes it's hard to hear. You know, there's definitely people that I've dealt with that, you know, I tell them one thing and they think another about their son or their daughter, but in reality, I think that down the line, they probably would appreciate that valuable feedback, because, you know, I want to set up their son or daughter for success when it comes to their career. Because at the end of the day, it's not my career, it's the player's career, it's the family's career. They have stake in what happens with their kids. So, you know, obviously I have a piece of that. I'm able to help facilitate a lot of those things, but at the end of the day, it's their career and they're the ones that are playing and should have the final say. I think the biggest piece of this as well is the mentorship aspect of it. I know for me, speaking from my experience, I know that I was extremely rude to my mom and dad after a hockey game. They were the last people that I wanted to speak to. You know, I definitely wasn't speaking to my coach. You know, back in the day, I don't think coaches were as approachable as they are now, a little bit more old school, but I definitely wasn't excited or keen to have conversations with my parents after a game at the junior level and college level as I got older. So with that, I think it's important to have somebody that's in your corner that almost acts as a second coach, helping you with stuff that is on-ice related or off-ice related. I think it's super important to have another voice, somebody who understands the game, understands the hardships that could potentially come with the game. I like the idea of having somebody else to talk to and bounce ideas off of that can give you valuable feedback. So those are a couple different reasons to why I started it and to some other reasons to why or how I bring value to a player and a family situation. So that's sort of the impact hockey piece as a business. Now, with the podcast, I want to, as I stated in the beginning of the episode, I want to use this platform to spread, obviously, more knowledge and information, but I also want to take this opportunity to bring on some people of the hockey world that I've been lucky enough to interact with and meet over the last few years. And, you know, hockey's a great place to network and meet new people. And hockey has allowed me to build up a nice network of people that I'd like to have on. And whether it's coaches, scouts, agents, players, people that work in the strength and conditioning and nutrition side of the game as well. It's not just going to be all about impact hockey all the time and how I run my business. It's going to be an open forum and a way for people to have more access into these types of conversations and information that they might not necessarily be privy to. Because I know how I would be as a parent that, you know, doesn't have that much information about what it takes to get to the next level. I would be searching the internet and trying to figure out different ways to, you know, help my kid get to the next level. So that's really the goal with this is just to provide as much knowledge and information as I can. So with that, I'd like to conclude the first episode. Like I said, it was going to be a quick one. I want to try to get at least one episode out per week. And like I said in the beginning as well, I'm still learning how to upload these sound bites and upload them onto Spotify and Apple. So it's a bit of a process. So just doing a lot of dry runs of that before I even start having people on and interviewing. So with that as well, I will be recording those episodes with video to upload them on different social media platforms as well. So you'll be able to, you know, see my face as well as, you know, see my guests' faces as well and be able to hear them and, you know, hear the information that they have to spread as well. So everyone, again, for the support, please like and follow the podcast on Spotify or Apple Music. That obviously helps, you know, get more awareness out, you know, reposting it and liking it, all that kind of stuff really, really helps. So I appreciate that. That concludes our first episode. And thank you all for listening.